Sometimes what's beneath the surface of doubt is fear. Sometimes it's easier to outwardly express doubt than it is to admit that we're actually feeling scared about the uncertainty of the future. I've been there. I get it. Fear is another byproduct of growth, just like doubt is. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to scale your solo business so you can earn more while working less. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a weekly email newsletter where we share business tips and helpful resources for solo business owners. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to receive a free marketing ebook. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 73 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share some strategies you can use to overcome feelings of doubt during times of uncertainty in your life. In business, nothing is really 100% certain, and this really can be a difficult pill to swallow. One common theme I've noticed in conversations I've had with entrepreneurs at all stages of business development is this. Doubt is inevitable. It creeps up from time to time, no matter how long you've been in business. It's natural to experience doubt, but what matters the most is how we react to feelings of doubt. Today, I want to share three strategies with you that I think will help you do something positive with feelings of doubt. These are strategies that have been shared with me from other entrepreneurs, and these are also strategies that I've used myself to stay motivated when times were hard. We know doubt is inevitable, so we have to figure out how we can use these feelings for our good so they don't weigh us down and hold us back from reaching our greatest potential. Number one, realize doubt is a natural side effect of stepping into new territories. It's really a sign that you're growing. I don't really see doubt as a negative because I know that when I'm experiencing doubt, when I'm second guessing things, when I'm questioning things, that's usually because I'm stepping into something new and giving myself an opportunity to grow. Naturally, when you haven't seen evidence that whatever you're doing can work out, when you don't have evidence of you being successful at something, it's hard to feel 100% in your gut that it's going to work out in your favor. So I challenge you here when you're experiencing doubt to think about times when you've been successful at other things to give yourself hope that you can succeed at the new ventures you're working on. Thinking about how you've been successful in the past at other things, how you've been strong, how you've overcome obstacles, how you've been courageous. These are friendly reminders that should be all the proof you need to realize that you can overcome whatever you have doubt about in the present. One of my businesses is a cosmetology association where I provide continuing education for salon professionals in South Carolina. The year I started this business, in the first class that I taught, I expected that I would have at least 50 people show up to this class and only 2 people showed up. I ended up taking a financial loss after teaching this class based on how much the venue cost me, based on how much my time was worth and being there teaching a 6-hour class. I took a huge loss. I was very discouraged after teaching this class. However, I knew because I'd gotten my business to the place where I'd gotten in that moment. At this point, I had pivoted and this was something new that I started. It was something I knew I could be successful at. And I had evidence that I was successful at similar things in the past. And so although I was discouraged in this moment because my class turnout was really low and it was kind of sad, I knew that I couldn't give up because I had evidence that this was something I could succeed at. And so I kept trying and kept trying. I tried different marketing tactics. And just this past January, actually just a few weeks ago, I taught the largest class I've ever taught before. I had over 100 licensees in South Carolina sign up for this class, and it was such an exciting moment for me because I was just reflecting on when I started, how discouraging it was when only 2 people showed up, and in this class I had over 100 people there, and it was just a surreal experience. And so in those moments of doubt when I was questioning whether or not I should have even started that business, I was at the in those moments questioning whether or not I should even go on, having taken a financial loss on my very first class. I had feelings of doubt in those moments, but at the same time, I used evidence of my previous success, building a business that was generating a full-time income for me, adding this new stream of income, having built this awesome podcast following. I knew that I could be successful based on my track record in other things. And so that's really, in those moments of doubt, what gave me the motivation to press on. So don't be afraid to remind yourself that you've done similar things in the past before, that were noble, that were courageous, you know, that were successful, and use that evidence to push you forward when times were tough. And the evidence you find in your life of times that you've been successful don't have to be necessarily related to what you're doing now. It can be something completely different, like you've hustled and you've built your career and you've been strong at your job and you've gotten lots of great reviews. You know, there may be even other things you've accomplished in your life that show you that you're smart, that you're worthy, that you can figure things out, that you're courageous, that you're determined, that you deserve success. So even use other examples of how you've been a boss in your life in other ways to give you the motivation and the courage to press on when you're experiencing doubt in the present. The second strategy I use to overcome doubt is leaning on my cheerleaders. Sometimes a word of encouragement is really what it takes to snap you out of dark times when you're experiencing doubt. Sometimes a word of encouragement is really what you need to remind yourself who you are when you're questioning your whole life. My husband is typically my cheerleader. A lot of times when I'm doubting things and I'm doubting myself, he'll look at me and say, "Nia, like what, you know, what are you?" He looks at me like I'm crazy, because he just can't fathom or imagine why I'm even having these negative thoughts. And so he has to remind me who I am. You know, "Nia, like, what are you talking about? You know, you're the stuff, you know your stuff, you know what you're doing, you're smart. Why are you doubting yourself?" You know, so have someone in your corner that can really just talk some sense into you when you're having some irrational doubts. I feel like 9 times out of 10, a lot of the doubts I have are completely irrational. And I'm thankful that I have someone in my corner that can talk some sense into me when I'm kind of like going off the deep end. So again, my husband's my cheerleader, but if you don't have like your person, a friend, a best friend, a spouse, a parent, to be honest with you guys, sometimes your best cheerleader is your higher power. If you're spiritual or religious, sometimes praying and asking God for clarity and hope is really the only cheerleader you need. So really what I'm saying here is that when you're experiencing doubt, either have a conversation with someone you trust about what you're thinking about and what you're doubting, or take a moment to meditate and pray and ask your higher power for hope and clarity about what's next in your life, in your business, in your future. The worst thing you can do when you're experiencing doubt is to keep it all bottled up inside. When you keep it all bottled up, you end up replaying these doubts over and over again, going down a leading rabbit hole of many times irrational thoughts. So I challenge you to have a conversation with somebody about the doubts you're experiencing. And 9 times out of 10, they can help you come up with a solution to overcome whatever you're worried about. And if they can't help you come up with a solution, the encouragement they may give you will bring you peace about whatever you're doubting or whatever you're worried about. So I challenge you to meditate about it, to find someone you trust to have a conversation about it, even if it's a mentor or a business coach or another entrepreneur who's in the same situation as you. Have a conversation with someone you trust, someone that understands, someone that can give you helpful insight. You don't have to go through your journey in entrepreneurship alone. Find business friends, find mentors, find people that are in the same shoes as you so that you can have these necessary conversations about the not so pretty stuff about our lives and entrepreneurship. All right, this is the third strategy I use to overcome doubt. Sometimes what's beneath the surface of doubt is fear. Sometimes it's easier to outwardly express doubt than it is to admit that we're actually feeling scared about the uncertainty of the future. I've been there. I get it. Fear is another byproduct of growth, just like doubt is. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is very scary. Taking a leap of faith is scary. Pouring everything we have into a business that may or may not succeed is scary. But if we embrace fear instead of running from it, we set ourselves up for success. I embrace fear and face it head on in several ways. First, I think about what the worst case scenario would be if my greatest fears happened. When I was explaining the last strategy, I was talking about how sometimes our doubts can be irrational. And many times when our doubt is rooted in fear, we're thinking about all of these what ifs. What if this happens? What if this doesn't work out? Really, these are all fears. And a lot of times our fears are irrational. If we actually wrote out what the worst case scenario would be if our greatest fear actually came to pass, what we realize is that it's not the end of the world if this happens. If our greatest fear comes true, I mean, we're still alive. You know, we may struggle a little bit, but it's really not the end of the world if our greatest fear comes to pass. And so knowing this, what if we went after our dreams and our ambitions without doubt and fear? What would happen if we know that, okay, my greatest fear could happen, but the likelihood of this happening is probably slim. You know, there's a greater chance that this is going to work out than if this is going to fail. If I fail, the worst case scenario isn't that bad. So why don't I just put my all into this without letting fear and doubt linger in the way and hold me back? You know, when you break it down like that and you come to terms with the fact that your greatest fear really probably isn't that bad, you can give yourself a little bit of peace in the present about how you're walking your life as an entrepreneur. Another way I face fear head on is to find evidence of other people that have successfully done what I'm trying to do. A lot of times when you have some sort of inspirational figure or someone that you can look to and say, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. I know that this person has already done it, which shows me that it's possible. If it's possible for them, then surely it's possible for me. A lot of times when I'm doing research about people who have succeeded at what I'm trying to do, this simultaneously decreases my doubt. I don't know why it decreases my doubt. It just does. I guess because doing research about what other people have done allows me to see that what I want is actually possible. So even though I don't have evidence that it's possible for me in this moment, I know that it's been possible for someone else, which shows me that it can be possible for me in the future. Sometimes arming yourself with research is the best way to take your mind off of all the things you're imagining in your head that could go wrong, that are bringing you feelings of fear and doubt. Sometimes the research can instead bring you feelings of hope because you're able to see what's possible. So if there's something you're working on and you're feeling fearful about whether or not it may work out, and this is leading to some doubt about your future, look and do some research about whether or not there's been someone in your industry that has been wildly successful at this, and use their success as proof that what they've done is also possible for you, because it is. Personally, like I was telling you guys earlier, I don't see doubt as a negative emotion because I know that it's a sign of growth. If you don't have anything to doubt, then you're not stretching yourself beyond your comfort zone, which means you're not growing. So doubt is really a good thing. If you don't have evidence that you've done it yet, it's natural to question whether or not it's possible, but I challenge you to use doubt to your advantage this year. Let's let doubt be our driving force. If you're questioning whether or not something's going to work out, how about work harder so you can prove yourself wrong? If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a boss friend. Don't forget to subscribe to the Solopreneur Hustle podcast so you get a notification when every new episode is released. I'd also love to hear from you guys today if anything I've shared in this episode resonated with you. Send me a message on Instagram or send me an email if this episode was helpful to you in any way. My contact information is down in the description for this episode. That's all I have for you guys today, and I'll talk to you all in the next episode. I hope you have a good week and continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.